Hi, everyone. Welcome to Talks at Google. Today, it is my pleasure to welcome Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. I feel like I'm rubbing shoulders with real power. You're at Google. I love it.
Yes.
Yes.
Ryan, how excited are you for people to see this movie?
I could not be more excited, actually. I'm 11 years excited. When I talk about it, I always just grateful I'm wearing an adult diaper. This movie has been just the biggest pain in the ass to get made, and somehow, some way, the movie gods looked down on us and made that happen through a number of illegal transactions, not the least of which being our test footage leaking onto the internet accidentally about 2 years ago, and that's what gave us the green light. So I'm thrilled to talk about Deadpool movie, because I never thought Deadpool would exist. It's been an 11-year thing, and it's the worst relationship I've ever been in. But we're happily married now, and we're expecting.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Would it be fair to say the internet helped make this movie happen?
It would be absolute fact to say that the internet is why I'm sitting here talking to you, quite literally. It was the fans overwhelmed 20th Century Fox Studios with hate mail. I'm sure other illegal substances filled in all sorts of containers. They were vicious, and they so overwhelmed Fox with feedback and positive feedback about a Deadpool movie that. Here we are. With relatively short order, they were basically said, go make your movie and leave us alone. Because we were sending emails. We sent emails to the heads of the studio that you would never send to the head of a major film studio. They were just borderline illegal. I think they were just happy to say, here's the green light. Now please leave us alone.
When were you first introduced to the character of Deadpool?
I was on a set. I was on the movie Blade Trinity, which I hope most of you have not seen, there's some fun parts in that movie, but it was a movie where I got to have a lot of fun. I got to do the movie with my friends. It was certainly the movie was fraught with a number of different frustrations that sometimes big movies can have. But I played a character in that movie that I guess resembles Wade Wilson in Deadpool, and a rival executive at another studio said, I saw a little piece of Blade, and you know, you're Wade Wilson, you're Deadpool. And I didn't know at the time, this is in 2004, I didn't know who Deadpool was. And he said, trust me, if they ever make a movie about Deadpool, you're the only guy that can play Deadpool. So he sent me over all these comics, and I'm not a big comic book guy, but I really gravitated toward Deadpool. I fell in love with Deadpool. The first issue I opened up, I'm not making this up, I was on the panel. Like in the comic, it said, Deadpool was saying, somebody asked him what he looks like. He says, I look like a cross between Ryan Reynolds and a Shar Pei. So I kept reading them all, and I was just I felt so in love with this character. He was like meta. He breaks the fourth wall, addresses the audience. He knows he's in a comic book. I mean, you know, in the film Deadpool makes fun of Ryan Reynolds. And I love that. I love that he gets to do that. It's a kind of a groundbreaking, genre bending property. And the fact that a studio let us make it, not just let us make it, but let us make it as a rated R movie was just, crazy. I couldn't believe it. So
it's, I think Deadpool, the comic character, is definitely very self-aware, and
yeah,
you guys very much embraced that. And
yeah, we did. Yeah.
Pop culture and
yeah,
other.
Yeah. There's a lot of, pop culture references in it. And there's the movie has over 100 Easter eggs too. I mean, there's just little things some things that you may not see that I don't know if we ever get the opportunity to shoot another Deadpool movie or another 10, if I have my way, I'll use in those. So I don't want to really give them away, but there's so many great little Easter eggs. It was so much fun to plant all these things in the movie.
Of what you can tell us, what was one of your favorite things to film for the movie?
Probably my favorite scene in the movie. There's a scene where Deadpool attacks another X-Men, and I just like that in this moment we're really embodying the moral flexibility of the character. I mean, that's one of the things that I personally love about Deadpool so much, is that he ostensibly looks like a superhero, but he's morally flexible in every way. And that to me is just, you get a lot of superheroes that are tough and that talk like this and the egg and all that, you know. But Deadpool's he genuinely is a guy that'll just sort of help out whoever has the fattest wad of cash. And I love that about him. And so there's a scene where he just, his ego gets bruised and he just attacks this X-Men named Colossus. And the scene, he ends up breaking every bone in his body attacking Colossus. And I just love that scene because he just never shuts up. The whole time he just keeps this running editorial going of everything that's happening. And it's, that to me was a lot of fun. So
every bone. It was.
Yes. Yes.
He's not graphically too. Yeah. what's one of the things that you did in the preparation process that you weren't sort of expecting to have a large effect on playing the part?
The prep for me was easy. It was basically being eased out of my mother's womb and then being fed enough to grow into adulthood and then beginning filming. I mean, it was a matter of that marriage between myself, Rhett Reese, and Paul Wernick, and just finding these two writers that so understood everything that we were trying to do. And those guys have been such a privilege to not only know, but to work with. Also, the thing I love about Deadpool is the marketing campaign is an extension of the film, which is not normal. You know, most times when you have a character that breaks the fourth wall and addresses the audience directly, the possibilities for a film are obviously limitless, but so is the marketing. So for me, the marketing has been a lot of fun. We've been shooting, I think we've shot over 40 viral videos, maybe only 12 or 15 we've released. That we have so many, I mean, it's just an embarrassment of riches, but half the time it was just me and my iPhone just, you know, shooting myself at the trailer or wherever and, you know, while we were shooting. So that part's been amazing.
I think you guys have done a great job of building the excitement amongst the fans.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, not that many people knew about Deadpool a year ago, and I feel like they've done a great job of really introducing him to the uninitiated as well. So,
what's been one of the greatest sort of fan experiences? Because I think there's a very rabid audience who's excited.
Comic-Con, man. Comic-Con? I mean, Comic-Con was crazy. I was nervous because last time I was at Comic-Con was I was there for Green Lantern, and that was tough. Like, you know, you're. So, you know, you sort of feel like, you know, I'm so close to Deadpool and I'm so intimate with it that, like, I have zero objectivity. I mean, absolutely zero. So walking into Comic-Con, everybody's laughing and smiling, and Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick and Tim Miller, the director, and everything, they're all just laughing and backslapping, and I just am sheet white and terrified because I have no idea how this is. I'm too close to it. So then when our presentation played, we showed them about 3 or 4 minutes of the movie. And it finished, and they were all on their feet, and then they started chanting one more time, one more time. So they played it one more time, our presentation, and that to me was like, I was so surreal. It was such a magical moment.
I think a lot of people on the internet were curious, were there any on-set shenanigans? And if so, can you tell us about any of them?
Wow. Not a ton, like surprisingly for a movie like this, there weren't a ton of on-set shenanigans. A lot of it was just alternate jokes. I mean, we just had so much fun with messing. I mean, it was just a matter of time that sort of pulled us away from each scene, but we would do 15 alt jokes for every one you see in the movie. So the home entertainment package or whatever the hell I'm like so old, I'm like, the Laserdisc package for this film is going to be exceptional. But the digital package that comes after, they're going to have everything. I mean, all the gag reel is just stupid, like stupid.
A 9-hour cut.
Yeah, you could do like a 9-hour, I mean, there's so many little extras that stuff's going to be fun, I think.
All right, well, where do you think the character Deadpool could do the most good in the world we currently live in?
Oh, where he could do the... Oh, my God. Well, certainly the presidential election would be someplace that I would implement his
He's
unique...
He's Canadian, though. I don't know
unique
if
skill set. Yeah, no, he can't. We did run a brief Deadpool for El Presidente campaign in the middle of our last week, I think, but we pulled it the same day because he's just too immature for that. So I think he could do some good there. I'd love to see him as a pundit because he can't really focus. So it would be fun to just see the tangents, you know. I would love to see Bill O'Reilly handle him. Yeah.
Yeah, the pundit with a mouth.
Right, exactly.
It's got a good ring to it. Yeah. Deadpool 2 of the pundit with a mouth.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining
thank
us
you
today.
So much. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank
this
you
was
guys.
Really fun. I really appreciate it. Thank you.